USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Donald Trump Jr. has agreed to appear before a Senate Intelligence Committee in mid-June. The scope of the questioning will be limited to five or six topics and will last anywhere from 2 to 3 hours. This after President Trump said today,
"My son spent, I guess, over 20 hours testifying about something that Mueller said was 100% okay, and now they want him to testify again."
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responds to the latest round of tariffs President Trump imposed on Chinese goods.
"We gotta do something about China, or America will not be a strong economic power 10 or 15 years from now. I don't fully agree with what the president has done, but being tough on China is something I've advocated for decades."
And the final numbers on Wall Street, stocks rebounded somewhat today, gaining 209 points to close at 25,534. This is USA Radio News.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-401-7804 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-401-7804 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-401-7804. That's 800-401-7804. 800-401-7804.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Tuesday that he told Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov that the United States would not tolerate future Russian interference in American elections. Pompeo says he told Lavrov that interference in American elections is unacceptable, and if the Russians were engaged in that in 2020, it would put our relationship at risk in an even worse place than it already has been. Currently, Secretary of State Pompeo is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Former President Jimmy Carter recovering from a fall. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Former President Jimmy Carter, who is 94, recovering from surgery after falling and breaking his hip at his home in Plains, Georgia. Carter was on his way to a turkey hunt. This fall, the latest health scare for Carter, who was diagnosed with melanoma that spread to his brain and liver back in 2015.
Carter is in good spirits, although he's a little disappointed he'll miss the final week of turkey hunting in Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
According to an early Facebook investor, Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook have too much power in our lives. Roger McNamee is author of the new book titled Zucked. He joins Fox News and talks about why him and others are now saying something has to be done regarding Facebook.
Fundamentally, what Chris Hughes is talking about is really important, that Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook have far too much power in our lives. They're the most important voice in democracy in every country in which they operate. They're not elected, they're not accountable, and they've allowed the system that makes them so much fun and so interesting to play with become a tool for bad actors to harm innocent people, and they've just lost control of it, and we need to have major intervention to protect people.
As far as how Facebook is dangerous, McNamee says,
so the issue is that there's a couple aspects of the problem. The first is that the business model is really about grabbing our attention. So the first thing they do is they want to get you to build a habit. And for many of us, the habit tips over into an addiction, a behavioral addiction.
You got to check. I got to see if I got a like on that.
I always ask people, I say, when do you check your phone first thing in the morning? Is it before you pee or while you're peeing? Because for everybody, it's pretty much in that range. And when they get you there, then they need to keep your attention. And the way they do that is by promoting the stuff that is most compelling to us. And sadly, that turns out to be hate speech, disinformation, and conspiracy theories.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.